This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I'm going to venture a guess and say this has never been more packed ever in the history of the studio, the station and the studio right now, because Bill Sprills has about, I don't know, 40 people feels like in the studio right now.
Oh, right here.
We'll clue you. Yeah, we'll get to it in a second. By the way, if you're looking for a great job, Currency in the
Currency's
building.
Currency's in the building right
finance.
Here.
Finance.
That's a finance.
GoCurrency.com/careers.
Take your sport coat off.
Please.
Take your sport coat off. Show him the fitness. This guy is in such good shape.
He
did P90X this morning. It's incredible.
We can tell.
That's incredible shape.
If you are confused, if you're listening, what's happening? It is Breaker Appreciation Day. It's Thanksgiving Eve. We are at the station. It's packed. The studio's packed. And we're about to do Bill's Thrills.
Do it.
Because we have a special guest for that as well. So hang on. Let's get to it.
A lot of guests here for us.
We have a lot of guests. Let's fire it up right now.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting.
Yo, Randy.
Randy!
That's Randy right there!
Randy yelled Randy! We had Randy yelling Randy! It's been a major knee surgery, and he's out and about. It's unbelievable. Thank you, Randy. What we're doing here now, we got a lot. So we got Scott Miller here, our future mayor of the
town. Can you say hi, Scott?
Scott, can you please say something like that?
Everybody on the
say
mic.
Say something about when you're going to run for office.
That's not going to happen there, Bill.
Soon.
Also, we have here the most incredible left defensive end here we talk about quite often, like that Gavin from Pender. Say hello, Gavin, if you could.
How's it going, Breakers?
How's it going, Breakers? Then we talked about the Swiss Army knife, the Debo Samuel of our team. My dad moved him everywhere. That's
you do
Glenn.
Look like Debo.
That's Glenn Galear. Say hello, Glenn, like that. Number five.
Morning, Breakers.
We have that. Then here's the other one we have here. We have the pin of the neighborhood
Yeah,
here.
We know who this is.
LaRue.
Whoa.
LaRue is here, so that's a big deal. So say hello to the Breakers here, LaRue.
Good morning, Breakers.
LaRue is here. He came down. Neighbor came down. Then we have the world-famous Lauren Swigert, who brought a check for thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
Jeez, Lauren?
Thousands of dollars, which is nice right there. Say hello here. Swigs, come in.
Good morning, Breakers.
Swigert's very nervous. He's very
nervous. He also made you.
He didn't want to be here like that. And then, don't worry about it. There will be no nervousness about Jim Hansen. Hansen was
he has a prepared statement.
He has a prepared statement. He has a statement.
The rest of the statement.
He has a statement.
I see a statement.
So we have Currency here. So Carson Schatz here, who caught the touchdown pass in the north end zone.
Yeah. From Kurt Dukes.
From Kurt Dukes.
I was in my career.
Good job.
Yeah. What was the play call in the huddle? Do you remember what it was?
I don't know what the play call was.
But it was unbalanced?
I was a scout team, so you know they were drawing it on the cards and everything like that. So I don't know the exact play call, but it was definitely an unbalanced line. But I still had an alignment number, so
yes.
it fooled the defense. So
and he scored the touchdown.
Scored the touchdown.
Did you spike the ball?
Spiked the ball.
Spike.
and tried to rerun the play
all right, that's
a few plays
Carson.
Later, and
it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work.
And that was the highlight of my entire career there.
But that's like getting a hole-in-one on number 7, and on 12 you don't hit a hole-in-one. Yeah. The hole-in-one counts.
The hole-in-one
does count.
Jim, you have a statement?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You said to bring down what you're thankful for.
Yes.
So I looked around and I said, well, I'm obviously thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my best friend, the 7-man sled.
The 7-man sled.
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
See, and it says, my friend on the top.
Whoa. The 7-man sled. That's incredible.
That's your best friend.
It is. You know what?
It never lets you down.
It does. It never lets you down. It doesn't take your lunch money. It doesn't steal your girlfriend. It's a sled.
It never lets you down.
And you
can't win without it, can you?
No way.
You cannot win without this.
No, absolutely.
There's no chance.
It's good that the good-looking, smart offensive lineman guys are over on this side. I mean, you talked about all these Swiss Army knives and things.
This is Swiss Army. Well, that was Glenn. That was Glenn. Glenn was the best player we ever had on our team. And Gavin was unbelievable. And Swigert, do you want to describe the bus? Can you get to the microphone here and describe what the bus was like?
Yes,
what was like
in Kansas City.
There's a lot of talk about the bus.
Yeah, we went to the Chiefs game, and we're in the parking lot, noon game, so you get there, you know, close to noon, and so there were porta-potties, you know, where we park, and you look to the left, and there's this humongous bus. You can't miss it. And so I do notice that there are some Chiefs fans kind of peeking in the bus, and the guys that own the bus, they were decked out. They were Colts fans. There was no doubt that they were Colts fans.
They were very nice.
And so we get back to the car, we get all ready to go, and me and Nicole and Lauren and Bill. Yeah. Hey, let's just stop and say hi to the guys. And and then next thing you know, can we peek in the bus? Next thing you know, we're all in the bus.
And Swigert was in their bedroom. I'm not lying.
I
look over, Swigert's in their bedroom. I go, okay, Swigert's in the bedroom. He goes, well, I didn't really care. They said we could walk back.
Walking. And so everybody had to get on the bus. I did not go to the bathroom. You said Monday I went to the bathroom.
You did say that.
I did not use the bathroom.
Swigert picked me up and whisked me and Laura down there. He parked within 20 seconds of the stadium, went into the Founders Club, walked us down to the front row seats in the Chiefs game, back to the Founders Club, back down for the seating, back out, and then home. So that's... my job was I had to drive 4 blocks. That was what I had to get done for us right there to what's happening right there. So.
And our Colts fans, they were great hosts, though. They were super fun guys. And
Lawrence Swigert, guys.
Yep.
And also, Randy's available on Thanksgiving Day. If you need work done, if you need any sort of a deck being built for us right there, they have that. LaRue, come in. Just talk about what it's like to be neighbors here. LaRue has – tell them about your mower that you have, LaRue.
Oh, yeah. We've heard about it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak. For your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with 4 glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait.
Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
I'm going to talk about mowers. Bill's lawn might actually look better than my lawn.
Whoa. LaRue's have been
amazing. That's news to us.
LaRue's have been amazing because we moved in, and within the first day we put up a fence, which made more weed eating for him, and then we had a sugar also. So now the LaRue's have a dog out there, and Sugar's back out there. But LaRue's the ultimate neighbor. He knows always what's going on and contacts us about any sort of updates that we need to know. And he is the pin. So everyone, I was walking our dog the other day, and I talked like that, and then I'm like, I introduced myself to this lady who was Heather, and I said, you know, that I go, well, I live right up here. She goes, I know where you live. You're right next to the LaRue's. And so it makes things a lot easier for us to have that pin set up like that, so it's really good.
This is Bill's thrill.
This is Bill's dream right now. All these people in here have all been named numerous times in here like
that. Yes, absolutely.
And now, and with Scott Miller, we can announce that, right? We can announce that. The Scott Miller now is the president of Midwest Bank. Whoa. Also, he's also the president, so he runs all the Midwest banks.
Thank God, Scott.
That's new.
That's ding, ding, ding for that.
That's a big deal. So now he is running the Norfolk Plain Pierce, the one in Creighton. He runs the one in Creighton now, and he runs the two here in Lincoln.
Bill.
Yeah, and we're friends like that. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a Nebraska Wesleyan Hall of Famer for hoops.
Tall.
Yeah, so he's tall, so he's incredible. And Derek Apple's here, so they can talk hoops later.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just want to thank everybody. These guys all came down. It was amazing. And this is probably my favorite Bill's Thrills ever. And then guess who else is here?
Yes, who else is here, Bill?
Scotland's here.
In the building.
In the building.
Look at
first
this.
Ever.
She's happy.
Doesn't look like Jake.
Can you wave?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
She's fired up. Scotland's here. So
look at her. She's happy.
She's jumping.
Yes, he's jumping right there.
Oh, yeah. Don't be shy.
So
it's okay.
Thank you, Breakers, very much. Please keep coming down. The place is packed right now, and worlds are colliding right here.
It's really overwhelming.
It's a lot.
The epitome of worlds colliding, I think, this morning.
And,
it's great.
And Glenn and Gavin came down, and they stayed last night in the Hampton. They wanted to be here for the start. Glenn and Gavin
stayed at the Hampton
last night. Yes.
How was it?
Yeah. Hey,
give a
Gavin,
report. It's okay.
Tell us about the room.
Yeah. We heard the ceilings are really high.
We're curious.
14 foot high.
That's what we were wondering.
That's what we were wondering about, right. Like that. So anyway, thank you guys very much. Appreciate that. And that's Bill's Rules for the day.
Which one of you guys wants to play the game show in here?
Yeah. Okay.
Who wants to be the contestant? Anybody?
Let's do this. How are we going to do this? We're going to worlds collide on this one a little bit for us right there. We're going to go with Scott Miller is going to team up with LaRue.
Okay.
They're going to be a team against
you two?
Those two. And those two are going to go against Jim Hansen and Gavin.
Okay.
So me and Sipper.
All right. You guys are out.
We're going to bow out. Can you orchestrate this?
What's that? Works that down. What did I say again?
Remind us.
I got Miller with who? Carson? No.
What did I say?
With Jim. Carson is with. So Miller, you come over here.
Okay, Miller and Jim. Who's the other team?
Then I got, who'd I have? I had Gavin
Randy?
And LaRue. Gavin, you're over here. Gavin, come over here. Come through.
All right.
Miller, you go over there.
Let's play the music so we can get this fired up.
LaRue, you're over here.
Here comes Shut Up Simple. Okay. Game show starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Sip and Bill are out today for the game show. We've got.
Can you put the volume out so it's in
I
this
can't,
room? You can't
because
okay.
The microphones are on. Okay. So we'll sorry about that. We got Scott Miller and Jim Hansen against Gavin Galear and. Who's our other opponent with
right?
Gavin?
Yeah, Gavin and LaRue.
Gavin and LaRue, gotcha. I could read my own handwriting. Gotcha. Okay. So don't call in today. We're doing an in-studio show today. All right, so this first question goes to Scott Miller and Jim Hansen.
Yeah.
Okay. First question for you guys is this. What Dallas Cowboy tried to pick up a block kick against the Dolphins in 1993, but couldn't recover it, letting the Dolphins have another chance to kick and win the game? These are all, by the way, Thanksgiving events of the past.
Double L. And
Leon
Lett.
Leon Lett? That's correct. Leon Lett is right. 1-0 lead for Scott Miller and Jim Hansen. Over to Gavin
President
and LaRue.
Of Midwest
here.
Bank.
All right, Gavin and LaRue. What Pittsburgh Steeler called heads in overtime against the Lions on Thanksgiving in 1998, but the ref heard him say tails, and the Lions took the ball and won? This is 1998. What player for the Steelers called
heads? You have it?
Gavin, this one's on you, buddy.
Oh, I know it.
5 seconds here.
Pittsburgh Steeler running back. That should help.
Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis is right.
Brilliant.
He got it. Wow. Came through. We're tied up. We're tied up.
1-1 tie. Back to you, Scott and Jim. What New York Jets quarterback had the infamous butt fumble against the Patriots on Thanksgiving night in 2012?
He's a current broadcaster.
Was.
Or what? Yeah, was. Yeah, correct. USC quarterback.
You're trending.
Yeah, Matt Leinart.
No.
What?
Sanchez.
Oh, I blew it. I blew the steal.
Mark
That's
Sanchez.
Not right. I blew the steal. God.
Hang on.
Hey, I blew the steal.
No, it is not Matt Leinart.
I blew the steal, though.
Okay.
I said it.
You said it already, so you can't take it. The answer is Mark Sanchez, who got in trouble in Indianapolis, of course. All right, so this is for Gavin and LaRue for the win.
For the win.
1-1. And this should be a gimme, I would think. What Vikings rookie receiver torched the Cowboys for 3 catches, 163 yards, and 3 touchdowns in a 46-36 win in 1998 on Thanksgiving Day?
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is correct.
Brilliant.
Winners. Winners.
Liars. Boo.
Boo you.
And that
booing
is
booing
why don't you ask a lineman question?
You ask a lineman question,
and what did I get?
We got Leon.
Now there's going to be an edge to the rest of the party.
There is going to be an edge.
Upset.
Hey, we'll still get you bagels. That's all right. Thank you, everybody, for coming in for Bill's Throws and just being here in general and doing the game show. This is wonderful. Oh. Thank you.
It was fun. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome.
We're going to go to break, and hour 3 is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.